Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 3rd of September. There are more signs of economic nationalism emerging. After Canada imposed high taxes on Canadian buyers of electric vehicles from China, China is now launching anti-dumping investigations into Canadian exports. Dumping, deliberately selling exports below the market price, is a suitably sensationalist and negative term which the general population will view as being a bad thing. The US has been using just this language against China. It is also something that doesn't often happen. Most companies do not go out of their way to make a loss. It does occasionally happen, but the shrill accusations of dumping on all sides at the moment are a thinly disguised form of economic nationalism reasserting itself. This environment of economic nationalism is most obvious in trade barriers and consumer taxes, which have been rebranded as tariffs. However, it comes through in other ways too. Economic nationalism can affect capital flows, either by resisting foreign takeovers of national assets or by demanding that money be invested at home and not abroad. Economic nationalism can also extend into areas like regulation, where the size of the domestic consumer market gives a strategic advantage. Economic nationalism by regulation is more likely to take place in Europe, with its sizable middle class, than in China, for instance. The problem for economists is going to be disentangling economic nationalism and the associated deglobalization from localization, which is using technology to more efficiently produce close to the consumer. Deglobalization is an economic negative, localization is an economic positive. The US ISM poll of manufacturing sentiment is due. In theory, this should be above political squabbles. The reality is that, however objective a question may be, there's no guarantee that the answer will be free from political bias. This is very obvious when looking at the comments sections of other business sentiment polls. There's a pretty wide range of forecasts for the number today, and the distribution is skewed to the downside. The consensus survey has tended to be too optimistic in recent releases. The UK's British Retail Consortium same-store sales data showed a rise in the value of goods sold in the United Kingdom in August. The value of non-food goods is still declining. It's worth remembering there are deflationary trends in part of the durable goods sector, and that means that the value of those goods will naturally tend to be negative. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.